Welcome to the Leadership Intelligence Podcast. My name is Charles Rogel, and I'm the Vice President of Products and Marketing for DecisionWise. Today, I'm talking with Dr. Tracy Mailet.
Hi, Charles.
Tracy is one of the co-authors of the book, The Employee Experience, How to Attract Talent, Retain Top Performers, and Drive Results. Today, we're talking about Chapter 6 of the book, titled The Transactional Contract. Now, this contract we're talking about is actually the second contract described in the book. The first one we've talked about already in our previous podcast was on the brand contract. So, Tracy, define what the transactional contract is.
Well, when we talk about contracts in the traditional sense, the transactional contract is the one we usually think of.
Yeah.
The transactional contract is often written. It's basically a quid pro quo, meaning you do this and I'll do that in return. The way that we define the I'll read it from the book. It says, The transactional contract is the mutually accepted, reciprocal, and explicit agreement between two or more entities or parties that defines the basic operating terms of that relationship.
Sounds like a lawyer wrote that.
Yeah, it does sound like a lawyer. Blame that on my partner, right? So the idea here is that these are the things that are very explicit. It's very, very clear that if you do this, I do this. If you don't do this, then I don't do this, or I do this in return.
Yeah. And in the book, you provide a good case study or example of a company that has a really clear transactional contract, and that's Amazon.
You're right. In the last chapter, we talked about the brand contract, and we talked a little bit about Amazon's brand contract. Mm-hmm. Their brand contract actually sifts out the potential players before they even get to Amazon, right?
They join, yeah.
Yeah, because you know that the working environment in Amazon looks like this. That's that part of the contract. Now, they also, there's little confusion about that. And they also know that when they sign on for Amazon, they also sign documents that say, here's what you're in for.
Yeah.
And oh, by the way, you as a new hire, you're getting yourself into some long hours, difficult workloads. But at the same time, you may have a very fulfilling career, particularly if your interests are in logistics or putting some bullets on your resume.
And hopefully some good compensation.
Exactly right. obviously, some great compensation that may be part of this as well. Yeah. So Amazon does a good job with a brand contract. You know what you're getting into, but they also make that part of the transactional contract. If you come to work at Amazon doing this job, this is what you can expect. And oh, by the way, here's your compensation in return. I teach college students, university students, and a number in the business school, and a number of those students are majoring in supply chain and logistics. Mm-hmm. These students would do anything to be able to work for Amazon, even though they know that those hours are going to be long. By the same token, they also know that they're going to be compensated well, and they'll leave with some additional bullet points on that resume they couldn't get anywhere else.
Yeah.
That's very, very clear in the contract.
So it's a way to kind of jumpstart their career.
Sure.
So give us some examples of elements of the transactional contract.
Now, the transactional contract can vary from organization to organization, but I'll just give you some very standard ones. This is where you lay out things such as compensation and benefits, objectives, performance criteria, mutual expectations, even down to things like vacation time. You talk about performance management, terms of employment, confidentiality, policies, procedures, how we treat customers, what our response rates are, things like that. These are those elements that are expected to be honored in everything that you do. And it's very clear. It's often written.
So it's kind of that when you go through the orientation meeting with HR, they give you the policy handbook, and that's where most of your transactional contract items are going to be listed.
Yeah, that's where a lot of it's formed. So a lot of it is policy. Mm-hmm. But then you get into your job, and it also, the transactional contract, remember, this doesn't have to be a legal agreement.
Yeah.
This could be, here's the procedure of how we deal with a customer complaint. Mm. Or here's how we deal with workplace relationships even. You know, so that's part of the transaction.
Kind of like how we do things around here.
Exactly. And that's what's so important is this is the explicit part of how we do things around here.
And it doesn't necessarily need to be written down.
No. In fact, there are two different types of transactional contracts. One is the written contract. Mm-hmm. So that's what you sign. And then there's the other or policy manuals or the procedures online. And then there's also the verbal piece of this as well. So you as my boss may sit me down and say, now, over the next 6 months, here's what I expect from you. And if you honor that and you do these things, then here is the reward for it. Mm-hmm. That can be part of that contract.
So the importance of the transactional contract seems pretty clear in that it helps to align expectations, some of the things that we've talked about before in terms of expectation theory. But what other benefits do you have from having kind of a clear transactional contract?
Well, let's talk about what happens when that contract isn't in place.
Yeah.
So first of all, it's very, very hard to hit a target that you don't know what that target is.
Yeah.
The transactional contract says, here are the expectations. Here's what you're expected to do, and here's the target. People like to be successful. So the second part of this is you can't be successful hitting that target if you don't know what success looks mm-hmm. like. So this is one of the precursors to engagement. I have to understand what impact I'm going to make or what I'm expected to do if I'm going to perform. The transactional contract sets the terms of that performance and lets you know what that is.
It's kind of the rules of the game.
It's the rules of the game. Well, and along with that, the third piece of this is people, we find very clearly that reward and recognition is one of the key components of engagement. Mm-hmm. You can't reward somebody if you don't know whether or not they hit their targets.
Right. Right.
But by the same token, you can't punish somebody you're not able to go back on that individual and say you did not hit your targets unless you say what those targets are.
Right. Right. So it needs to be clearly defined and communicated as well as enforced, or else people just ignore it.
Exactly right. And this is another reason why that contract is so important. Remember, it doesn't have to be written to be explicit. It could mm-hmm. just be the practices or something that stated verbal promises. One of the reasons why this is so important, and we have a lot of people that come to us and say, but isn't this restricting?
Yeah.
You know, doesn't this take away autonomy? Well, no, quite the opposite of that. What it does is set your boundaries for you. Mm-hmm. So if you think of, I love music and I love jazz. You think of jazz, for example. What jazz does is it sets the boundaries. You know, key signature, meter, what this looks like, change, tonal changes, things like this. And you follow a certain set of rules. But as long as you follow those rules, you're free to operate and be a genius inside of those rules.
Yeah.
That's why I love jazz so much. It's about improvisation within a set of rules. Same thing happens in an organization. What it does is set those rules, and then once those rules are followed, you can improvise within that set of rules. The key is, if you don't have those rules, it's kind of like that kite without a string. There's nothing to go off of.
Right.
And this is where the transactional contract comes in so important.
Well, Tracy, thanks for a brief overview of Chapter 6 of the book, The Employee Experience. We just talked about the transactional contract. You can get a copy of the book on Amazon or any other bookseller. The Employee Experience, How to Attract Talent, Retain Top Performers, and Drive Results is published by Wiley. Thanks, Tracy.
Thank you.